Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Tuesday, March the 19th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Currently, meat, poultry, and eggs sold in your grocery store could potentially be labeled as a product of the U.S., even if the foods were only processed in the U.S. after having been raised somewhere else. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture is about to change that. On March 11th, USDA announced that, beginning in 2026, meat, poultry, and egg products can only be labeled as made in USA or product of the USA if the animal for which that food was produced was born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. Establishments will need to maintain documentation proving that they comply with this regulation. But the rule also applies to state labels. So those producers maybe labeling beef as a product of Montana or Texas will have to use the same rules and can apply U.S. flags or U.S. state flags to the package. USDA issued these revised labeling guidelines, noting that a product could be labeled as sliced and packaged in the U.S. using imported pork if they wanted to. However, it's very important to note that affixing any origin label would be voluntary. Recall in 2009, USDA had implemented a mandatory country of origin labeling called the COOL for meat. However, in 2011, Canada and Mexico challenged the COOL at the WTO. They argued that it established a non-tariff barrier by making their products less desirable to American consumers. The WTO found in their favor and ordered over $1 billion in retaliation against the U.S. So the mandatory country of origin labeling for meats was repealed in 2015. However, in March of 2023, USDA proposed establishing guidelines to tighten the labeling parameters while keeping them voluntary. So while some members of Congress have continued to introduce proposals to reinstate the mandatory COOL, it's hard to see how that can be done without violating the non-tariff barriers provisions under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement and the WTO. So concerned consumers will be able to make informed decisions based on accurate labeling starting in 2026. Now, one good outcome could be that folks may start to recognize the flags of the states that have large ranches for cattle or chickens.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.